following show was originally broadcast in the fall of 2011. Even though Senator John McCain had voted periodically to not support various funding proposals for U.S. military veterans back in 2011, McCain was passionately advocating for legislation to increase funding for U.S. veterans. And through mutual friends in the Arizona public relations industry, McCain's office learned that I was scheduled to interview veterans who were proudly employed in the civil aviation industry at the Grand Canyon. I was introduced to two flight sim industry leaders, veterans themselves, John Becker, COO of Papillon Helicopters, and Charlie Bassett, VP of Operations for Grand Canyon Airlines. Becker and Bassett subsequently set up interviews with combat veterans who had joined the ranks as employees in their Grand Canyon Air Tour operations, serving proudly as pilots, ground crew, maintenance, and customer service positions. At the time of the interview back in 2011, unemployment among returning Iraq and Afghanistan combat veterans exceeded 17%. And the Grand Canyon flight sim industry served as a trendsetter, targeting employment opportunities specifically for military veterans. Regretfully, in the end, it was the Republican side of the aisle that voted down McCain's proposal to increase funding for veterans. Join me for a visit with Papillon COO John Becker and two of his employees, Iraq and Afghanistan Marine Corps combat veterans Stephen Wetica and Gabriel Cardenas. We'll also visit with combat veteran Charlie Bassett, Vice President of Operations at Grand Canyon Airlines. John Becker.
I myself am retired from the United States Army. A big part of our operation does have retired and former military soldiers, sailors.
Real surgical employees, air crew, maintenance, and the whole breadth. Tell us about some of the different specialties that they provide to you.
We hire, like I said, a cross-section of the industry. The military produces a very good pilot and mechanic. They come from a very structured training program that we like. A lot of our employees that work for us that have former military training.
Is it word of mouth? Do they hear about you? Or how do you put feelers out to let them know?
Well, we work with Department of Economic Security down there in Flagstaff, and obviously we've gotten referrals from them. I do advertise in the Veterans View magazine, and we have an ongoing ad for customer service, flight line, pilots, and mechanics in that magazine. And then I've actually went to some of the out-processing centers and talked with the individuals there, and we advertise to try and recruit people from that area as well.
Go into a little bit more detail on what they bring to the plate as employees that, again, dovetails back to their military training that gives them an added benefit to everybody.
Well, you know, mission is job one in aviation. It's got to be very structured. And when you get former military person into the company, they are very structured and very mission-oriented. So that's the biggest plus that we get.
Chain of command and following orders and ready to go and all those elements.
As you know, in the military, they preach safety first, and that's our culture as well. So that's always a good thing to bring into the company as well. Mm-hmm. It sure makes my job easier having a dedicated staff. They're used to regulation, and they're used to making sure that we're safe and that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. When you hire someone that's been in the military, they've been leading troops. They've been very structured. They know how to take orders. They know how to give direction. And that does add a little bit. A lot of those individuals, not all of them, but a lot of them make their way up into the leadership of the company. It's good to have that sense of maturity.
Stephen Wetica, here we are at the Grand Canyon, and here you are at a helicopter flight seeing company, Papillon. Tell us about how you got here.
I was looking for jobs on my way out of the service. I was in the Marines for about 8 years, and I was at the VA getting all my benefits, medical, all that stuff, last-minute checks, getting a bunch of referrals as far as where to look at for jobs. One of the gentlemen here in Northern Arizona, I actually got in contact with him, and he found me Papillon. He said, I know John Becker. Said he's prior military, loves to have military come work for him. Gave me his number and said you should give him a call, come check it out. Gave him a call, one thing led to another, and you know, here I am now. So John just made it real easy during the interview, being prior military himself. He knows our lingo, how we talk, how we get along, and
Well, let's back up. You spent 8 years in the Marines.
Yes.
And you were in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yes, correct. I did one tour in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. First tour was 2005-2006 Iraq, and then I just recently got back March 2011. And I was in Afghanistan for a year, and I got out this past September.
Were you on the ground?
The ground. I'm a motor T operator, basically delivering everything, logistics, you name it. I hauled it, convoys and whatnot. So,
let's talk about transitioning from military life to civilian, and it's hard for a lot of these guys to find a job. So this is extra special, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, especially being with how much prior military service employees here are at Papillon, you know. John Becker, our chief pilot, Joel, our lead pilots, both Alfonso and Rick Green, plus some of the other regular pilots are all prior military. So, you know, we're one big family. Transition was actually very smooth because I did have the pilots along with John who are all prior service, you know, so the transition made it a lot smoother, easier for me because they still check up on me. They know I'm kind of the new boot around here as far as civilian-wise. Yeah, there are a lot of people, a lot of my buddies who got out around the same time I did are still having some hard times trying to get the help in finding a job.
I understand that you've rose in rank here at Papillon even since you hit the deck running, and it's probably because of that very same military training.
Yes, I have. I actually was hired on in October, and I was made supervisor November, and I was actually made the manager of the department in February. So moving up very fast, yeah, I'd like to say yes, I did. So.
Anything else that you want to add that most touches your heart or that is special to you or you're most proud of, something that you're proud of Papillon?
With Papillon, I would have to say the most that I really enjoy and I'm proud of is to be part of the family, because Papillon is one big family. Just that brotherhood is still here as it was when I was in the service. I feel it very much. You know, I hang out with all the pilots, hang out with all my customer service employees. So that bond, that brotherhood is still here, which I enjoy very much because, you know, from day one, John was informing me, he goes, once you get your foot in the door, you're going to find out we're all just family here. And we are. I enjoy that, and I'm proud to be part of that family here. You know, my name is Stephen Wodecka, and I'm a former sergeant of the United States Marine Corps, and I'm now the customer service manager here at Papillon Helicopters, Grand Canyon Helicopters.
Thank you, Steve. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
My name is Gabriel Cardenas. I'm actually out of Papillon Airways, 25, United States Marine Corps.
Gabriel, tell us about the journey. When did you get out of the Marines? And it's been hard. It's a really tough journey for you, transitioning and finding a good gig in the civilian workforce, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Going from after the Corps, I'm 1999, from the years of 93 to 99. I went into a brokerage, you know, the International Trade Exchange. And from there, after being laid off in 2008, like the rest of the markets when it fell, I found myself going back into the U.S. Forestry firefighting. After getting down here in New Mexico, came here up to the park to find work, and left California.
And so how did you connect with Papillon? You got a smile on your face. You're one proud, proud guy today.
Yes, sir, I am. Actually, very grateful. Papillon's been very courteous, and actually, again, I'm very grateful that for them to give me this opportunity. We do fly for MPS and dispatch U.S. Forestry, as well as the tour line.
Your job here, you're on flight ops on the ground?
Yes, sir. We're the flight crew and also up in the tower and dispatching again. We're also up here in the tower. It's a flight control. Dispatch U.S. Forestry during fires, also the National Park Service for EMS, Emergency Medical Services, and also for the tours. So I encourage any other vet that's out there to be able to go to these websites at mps.gov or Papillon Airways, see what they can do.
Gabriel, thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely great. I'm going to get back on that flight line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Pleasure and an honor. Thanks.
A lot of our former military did not fly in the military. They were crew chiefs in the military. They were mechanics in the military. Some of them even infantry soldiers that went out on the outside with their GI Bill and then used that to get their aviation training. They had 3 or 4 years in the military, and then when they got out, they used their GI Bill to do training and then came to me afterwards. But they still have that same sense of esprit de corps and job accomplishment.
For any veteran listening to us now that wanted to inquire with Papillon, how would they do so?
Just dropping us a line here at Papillon, sending me an email, john@papillon.com, and I would get that to the appropriate hands.
Excellent. John Becker, COO and Director of Operations, Papillon, Grand Canyon Helicopters, Grand Canyon, Arizona, Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was good talking to you.
Charlie Bassett, Vice President of Operations for Grand Canyon Airlines. The reason why I'm here with you has to do with Grand Canyon Airlines and its mission to help the vet, work with the vet, find the vet, and hire the vet.
I'm a firm believer, being a former military personnel myself and a veteran of the Vietnam War. I look very much towards the idea of hiring our young men and women coming out of the military at this time frame. They come out with some good training, they come out with good skills, the kind of people that we need. They've got leadership training and background, and they just make good employees. They really do.
There are some real specific skill sets that they learn in the military.
They come out with a higher level of maturity. They don't need a whole lot of watching. You know, they don't need to be overseen every single moment of every single day to get them to accomplish their job. They come out with the idea of mission accomplishment already instilled in them from their military training.
Tell us about some of the employees that you have here that or Iraq, Afghanistan, combat vet.
I have a variety of different individuals that work for this company, a little bit of everybody, even Army Aviation. One of my supervisors here at the Grand Canyon South Rim was a Army avionics technician. You know, I've been doing this civilian-wise since 1975, helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft operations. And it's something that the military did train me in. It was something I learned while I was in the service. And when I got out, I discovered that, wow, I didn't have an A&P certificate either, and I knew I had to have that in order to succeed in the industry. I buckled down, I went to a night school, and I ended up getting my certificates. And it's been a great career. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Very, very good. Charlie Bassett, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
We've been speaking with Charlie Bassett, Vice President of Operations for Grand Canyon Airlines and Scenic Airlines. This is Tom Wilmer reporting from Grand Canyon, Arizona, for National Public Radio affiliate KCBX.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.